Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know what the best part about today is? Is that for the first time in a long time, we are on the receiving end of an unbelievable trade.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm just talking about the Giants in particular. Yeah. We have been waiting for this day, for this week, for this moment in time, for what, a decade? Like, honestly.
Yeah, probably since really like that Hunter Pence trade, as far as like the cachet of it.
Absolutely.
Like even the Chris Bryant one, you knew it was a rental and they probably weren't bringing him back. And Chris Bryant, God love the guy. I know what he did in Chicago and he was like a name.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It wasn't like, oh my God, this is going to put us over the top. It was fun.
Yes.
It was great. They finally did something. It was like, wow, Farhan's going for it. Like, that was a fun year. But you knew how the year was going to end after, you know, or Chris Bryant's future was going to end. It was going to be somewhere else. And he obviously, the Rockies paid him. And the guy hasn't really played there since. He's been hurt. So, yeah.
But Joe, this team, this Giants team, has not been the centerpiece of whether it's ESPN's coverage, whether it's Fox that covers baseball's coverage, whether it's the podcast coverages that you've seen around baseball, nor have they deserved to be. I'm letting you know, like, I'm not throwing some pity party for the Giants. I'm saying, do you know how great it is to see our logo stamped on the bottom of all of these podcasts, YouTubes, television segments? It is the first time in a long time since the championship run that it feels like they're discussing us in a positive way, and it's refreshing. Like, even in 2021, it felt like Major League Baseball Network and just even us locally, I don't think we bought in. It was a bunch of 1 and 2 year deals and guys at the end of their career, and, you know, it felt very outlier-ish, whereas this feels like, wow, something really seismic happened, and it truly has changed the outlook of the franchise for the next 10 years.
So what you're getting at, and I love that, and shout out to those watching on YouTube right now. We are streaming on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube all week long, all throughout the day. So please hit us up there. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. The narrative is shifting around the Giants.
Yes.
Is what you're getting at. And I think that is a very important piece in all of this. And we touched on it yesterday. And we'll see what Rafael Devers ever becomes. He, you know what? He might, you know, I don't want this to happen. He might get hurt and he's not going to be out for the year. And we'll figure out next year, a year from now.
Why
we don't even know.
Why would you even say that?
Because I'm getting to this. It was the fact you made the trade.
Okay.
And I don't care what happens after it. It was the fact that you made that trade. You kept it quiet. I didn't get any leaks.
Absolutely.
I didn't get any arson judges from John Heyman. I don't even know what the arson judge equivalent is from Rafael Devers. Sarah McCarter can get on that in the back. Like, it was all quiet, and it was unanimously accepted that the Giants won this trade. And it was Buster Posey at the forefront of it, and you finally won something. Like, the last time the Giants won anything of significance when it came to free agency or a trade, really, the trade aspect of it all, it feels like, again, Hunter Pence, and that was 13 years ago, Joe. 13 years ago. So, yeah, the narrative is shifting on him. And we've been talking about it ad nauseum here. And Zach Manassian, the GM of the team, spoke about this yesterday on the afternoon show. And you can find that entire interview on the Free Odyssey app or on YouTube. But, you know, we talked about it so much on these airwaves that free agent bats, like big bats, like the big boys of the world, the Aaron Judges, the Otanis, the Sotos, the Harpers, Stantons, right? All those guys. Like, it's going to be very hard to sway them in free agency. It just is. The fact, like, the proof is in the pudding. It's, you're not hitting, like, home runs here. You're not. As compared to, you know, the Yankee Stadiums of the world or the Fenways of the world or whatever, you know, the band boxes of the world. Cincinnati, if you want. I know they don't pay anyone, but still. Like, you had to do this through a trade. And going forward, I do think that's a legit recipe that Giants fans can get excited about and have in their back pocket. Because it's one thing for you and I to be talking about, like, oh, they need to do this, they need to do this. It's up to the team to actually do it. And it was really refreshing to see, like, what we've been talking about for years now come to fruition. And I think a lot of Giants fans felt vindicated over the weekend with that trade.
There's no doubt about it. And, like, there's always been, I felt a very jaded conversation regarding free agency in San Francisco. Do you know that Atlanta, the Braves, hasn't really been a free agent destination in baseball. But what they've done really, really well is draft and develop their own. That's obvious. And number two, make shrewd trades and then extensions.
Yep.
You know, the New York Mets are going to get a lot of hoopla because they signed a lot, like Jason Bay, for example, over the years and bringing in Pedro Martinez. But one of the smartest moves they made was trading for Francisco Lindor and then extending him. You know, the Dodgers get a lot of cachet for free agency. Mookie Betts was a trade and an extension. In this one, you absorbed a contract that was already set up. That's a Yankee-like move. That's what the Yankees did with Stanton. That's what the Yankees did with Alex Rodriguez, right? And so this is always and has always been their primary path to getting one of these types of players. The best way of doing it was via a trade or drafting and developing your own. And because it's taken so long to draft and develop their own, the trade was the avenue to go in. And I'm happy that they did it. The one thing they've had always in their back pocket is this financial bank account that has allowed them to kind of jump the line, whereas there's 15 other teams just never going to take on a $300 million deal. You know, the Marlins are never going to take on a $300 million deal. They're just not. And that's not a knock on the Marlins. That's how they operate. Minnesota, very rarely, is going to trade for somebody with $275 million left on their deal.
Well, I remember, didn't Miami give Stanton like $325 million?
It was the only player they locked in.
I know.
And then they got rid of him.
Trades are hard.
3 years later, they give him to the Yankees.
They literally traded Ozuna. They traded Stanton, Yelich, everyone. They were going to trade Fernandez.
RIP.
Right? Like, yeah. So I just think that the Giants have always had this in their back pocket. But what's different about this one is the commitment to not just Adames, the commitment not just to Matt Chapman, the commitment not just to Logan Webb, the commitment now to Rafael Devers and this core, and the commitment now to your fans saying, we're all in on trying to be a championship contender, not just for 1 year, not just for 2 years. We're all in for the foreseeable future. And that is just a total change in how I view them.
And how has your, you know, narrative around the Giants shifted? I want to hear from the fans about this, because for the longest time, we have just taken calls and calls and calls and texts, and there's just been an indifference. And that's the worst thing you could be, like, as a fan, towards a fan, like, fan base, is being indifferent about your team. I hate that, because this is a team that won 3 World Series. And I know it hurt you, hurt Sam, hurt all the Giants fans. Like people not caring about the team sucks. It sucks. At least if you have like a hatred or like anger or some sort of like emotion, there wasn't getting any emotion. It's just sort of, I guess we can go to a game. No, not anymore. People are going to the yard. People are excited. There has been an investment by the team, by the front office, by ownership now. Willy Adames, Matt Chapman, obviously the Robbie Ray trade. You got Logan Webb locked up. You've got all these players. Now we'll see with Elliot Ramos. Jung-Hoo Lee, you signed to a lucrative deal. That was a previous regime, but still, nonetheless, you have all this money now with the acquisition of Devers, all this money tied into some of these players now going forward, where I could look forward to every single day with familiar faces. And it's not going to be this platoon. It's not going to be the player to be named later. It's not the TBD or to be announced pitcher. Like, no, I got Ray. I got Webb. When Verlander comes back, I got Roop. I got Birdsong. And who knows? Maybe I'll make another trade and get someone else that people are familiar with. That is refreshing. And it is so damn refreshing to see this. And I'm excited to see Devers play today. And I guess he's going to be introduced to the media. You alluded to this yesterday.
I knew that they were going
to
do this.
I'm very curious what the questions are going to be to him and how he answers them. And first impressions are very important, Joe. We saw that with Jimmy Butler when he came here.
Yeah.
I thought Jimmy endeared himself to Dub Nation and to the Bay Area very well by saying something so simple. He's just saying, yeah, this is Steph's team. I'm going to just, you know, sit back. I'll pass the ball to Steph and let him work. This is his team. I don't mind that at all. Steph can lead us to the promised land. Perfect. He knows who runs things. He knows who's the leader. That's great. Now, it helps when you get, like, paid and broken off like Jimmy did immediately so you can say all those nice things, right? But that's part of it, right? So when they're going to ask Devers, like, hey, Devers, like, are you going to come in here and try to be, like, the bona fide leader of this team? You were just the leader of the Red Sox, right? And they just shift you off. Like, do you see yourself as the leader of this team? Like, what do you need to do to become a leader of this team? Just questions like that. So you can't, you know, win the press conference per se, like in the very first day, and win everything. But you can lose it if you say the wrong things. And
that's Jim Tom Sula.
Exactly. Thank you. Ask Jim Cozumel. Maybe we should get Coz on what Devers should and should not say, right?
Look, the entire era prior, the Farhan era, was Farhan as the front man and a bunch of faceless, interchangeable Excel spreadsheet players.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you're looking at it, and I'm getting a text message from my boy Rocco, whose birthday is today. Happy birthday, Rocco.
Oh, happy birthday, Rocco.
And he's like, I really want to go to the game tonight to see Devers. And I'm thinking, like, should I just, you know, we haven't been feeling good in the house. Should I just grab LJ and just go to the game with him?
Dude,
just go out there for an hour or two?
Let's
like, I'm honestly contemplating it. Carter, you're nodding your head? You think you're in?
I mean, I have class, but otherwise I'd be there.
Dude, ditch class, doggy.
But you have class or like a school class?
I mean, come on.
Like school.
So you also have class. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. I'll ditch it. Let's go.
on the other side, like, there's a journalist that's doing their job, right? And interviewed a specific individual for an article that I read, and it was about Farhan. And I just want to say that I don't even want to think about that person right now. And I know you're doing your job and you're writing an article, and I'm talking about Susan Slusser for the San Francisco Chronicle.
There was a recent article with Farhan's ID.
It's just, what are you doing? And Farhan, why would you agree to even have the guy, I just want to go away? And we'll talk about it on the other side, but I don't want to hear about him. I'm done with him. If he goes away and we never hear from him ever again, so be it.
I don't know. I'm kind of curious now.
No, there's literally nothing I want to hear from him.
I'm kind of curious. I am.
Nothing.
Nothing?
I could care less. Does anyone care what Jim Tom Sula is doing?
I think he's winning in NFL Europe right now.
Don't care. He is the Jim Tom Sula to this particular organization. And Trent Baalke, don't care at all. I don't want to hear about him.
Farhan's going to be in Europe soon.
Thank Farhan in Europe. There we go. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. We got a great guest list for you today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill up.
Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.